Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Thanks so much for joining us here. My next guest is pursuing to bring their brand's hemp farming from Colorado to Arizona and will be part of the anticipated boom in hemp agriculture in the state of Arizona. Here to tell us about Populum CBD is the CEO and founder, Gunhee Park. Gunhee, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. And we haven't had a chance to talk too much about hemp, especially in the state of Arizona, but whenever we get a chance to talk about hemp agriculture and just what's been going on, it gives us an opportunity to talk a lot of different subjects when it is related to CBD and hemp. Now, with the explosion of CBD as a new frontier in modern self-care, Populum has set out to create a modern and approachable hemp oil brand unbridled by the confines of the stigma attached to hemp products, especially during their recently launched rebrand, which was designed with the intention to make the product feel safe and trustworthy, as well as break down the quote-unquote sketchiness that people may feel when shopping for hemp CBD oil. We've been hearing a lot about that, too. That was back in November. So we're now here in August as we record. Talk to me, Gunny, about the progress made to quell this sketchiness.
Yeah. So when we first started back in 2016, that was really the main mission behind our brand, especially at the time, if you can imagine 3 years ago, when it comes to CBD, there was a lot of misinformation and exaggerated claims out there about, you know, essentially CBD being some form of panacea, a cure-all, right? And I think that to a certain extent that exists today, and to a certain extent, some people think that it is some form of snake oil. But I think with the penetration of CBD in all areas of the wellness space, there's a lot more awareness of what CBD is. And also there's been a lot more sophisticated brands that have come in that are doing similar, that have the similar mission statement of bringing high quality products to their customers. So we're proud to have been pioneers in that front, and focusing a lot on our branding and packaging to be as transparent as possible to our customers over the past couple years. And I think our customers really do appreciate that, the fact that we share all our lab results, and we're very simple and transparent in how we communicate our products to our customers. So it's been a very gratifying couple years in how we grew with our customers.
And it's got to be something to be said about how, well, we did an event in Miami just this last month, in the last 2 weeks, as we had a competing event going on at the same time, which featured over 200 CBD companies. And the idea I can only imagine is, in what we were talking about at our conference, was the fact that CBD won't just be the end-all be-all when it comes to the phytocannabinoids that are out there that will be featured in new products in the future, but right now CBD is the end thing. And when you bring up the sketchiness of what's being put out there, we see it, because we see what products are being put out in gas stations and bodegas and stores that, you know, when they're not from a dispensary and they're not from a vape store and they're not from any place that you would normally represent or, you know, associate with CBD, then you have to, that sketchiness is going to go ahead and, you know, that red flag is going to get raised. I just imagine when you look at this all, do you see the same thing I see, where there's just so many CBD companies out there that are all trying to latch on to this, but by the end of this is all said and done, like by the end of another year or so, we might see a lot of these companies just go away, and hopefully the cream of the crop stays at the top.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we've seen a flood of, you know, mom and pop, very small brands popping up, essentially because it's gotten so easy to white label CBD products and try to just make a quick buck. And that's been a big drive of the CBD industry's growth over the past year since, you know, the Farm Bill passed in end of last year.
With not enough regulation and with not enough compliance on top of that.
Yeah. So it's almost this flooding without any type of guardrails, right? So, but to your point, I think it's about the, like, potentially buying CBD oil from gas stations or other smoke shops and things like that. I think that's a good point, because I was actually just laughing at this meme I saw the other day where, you know, you hear about the potential benefits of CBD oil, right? Like, there's a lot of information out there that it can help with conditions X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And the meme was talking about, oh yeah, so let me just go buy that at a gas station, right? And so it's essentially talking about, oh, it's supposed to be this cure-all. Yeah. And you don't even really check the quality. But that type of problem is really happening across the board, where you can really find CBD in so many different types of stores. And also, when you go online, and obviously a popular destination of buying anything is Amazon. And what's funny is Amazon's actually still prohibits having CBD products on their platform. But when you type CBD oil on their, you know, search bar, you'll see a search result flooded with titles claiming to be hemp oil. They obviously can't use the term CBD. But when you type it, algorithmically, they pop those up. And the quality and the transparency behind those products are really bad, where, for instance, we sell products ranging from 250 milligram to 1,000 milligram CBD concentrated products. You go on Amazon and suddenly there's these brands claiming they have like 30,000 milligrams, 80,000 milligrams. And you're like, what does that even mean? What's in there that you can actually claim that is a ridiculous amount of numbers? So those type of things definitely is concerning. And so what we put as a focal point in what we do is really educating the customers of how to read the label, even if it's not buying from us. How do you try to at least try to do an apples to apples comparison across brands? Because that's clearly something that's confusing for somebody who's just getting into CBD.
Now, Popunerm has undergone a recent rebrand, including a new clean, colorful, and playful new packaging. You have a new updated website and e-commerce experience, and has come naturally to the company with their growing reputation in the market as a premium product aiming to introduce hemp to the mainstream market. Now, talk to me about the change of packaging and what went into that.
Now, I think when we originally started, we were going for more of a clean, minimalistic look. But CBD at the end of the day is a dietary, we're promoting and offering it to our customers as a dietary supplement. And we recognize that there's almost a little bit of intimidation with the direction we were headed, where it almost looked more like a clinical product. So we really focused on, in our, not only our packaging, but on our website experience, how do we try to blend in showing the quality of our product, and also where a transparency of where our ingredients are coming from and how our product is formulated. So more of that educational piece as well, while also being customer friendly with the look and the vibe of how our products come off. So those three really things, quality, transparency and educational piece, and also just, you know, that friendly piece of somebody picking up a product, be like, oh, I kind of want to try this out. Those are kind of the focal points of what went into our redesign. And it really has paid off. We now have over 1,000 active subscribers who are getting our products from us on a monthly basis. It's been a huge testament to not only our customer response to our new packaging, but also the efficacy of our product as well. So been very rewarding over the past year.
Now we're here with the CEO and founder of Populum CBD, Gunhee Park, and we're going to go ahead and return with him with questions about hemp and the state of hemp marketing in Arizona. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Stay with us.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio. And I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for a culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com. Now I'm ready to turn the page on yesterday's book of death. Now I'm willing to disengage, to seize the day and the war.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Fetch your earbuds and stay tuned for some pure pet care conversation.
Hi, it's Angela Ardolino with It's a Dog's Life, and I have Hernanda Umana joining me. We're just both so fascinated with how much we've learned since we've been in this pet industry and creating an all-natural product.
Because it's a dog's life.
I am a huge fan of my guest today, Dr. Bob Goldstein.
I have, in my experience, not seen many natural substances produce the results that CBD is producing in the animals that we are testing on.
It's a Dog's Life with Angela Ardolino, only on Cannabis Radio.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with the CEO and founder of Populum CBD, Gunhee Park, here on Blunt Business. So May 14th, 2018, in Arizona, Senate Bill 1098 was signed by Governor Ducey that will authorize the Arizona Department of Agriculture to license qualified applicants to grow and process industrial hemp starting in the summer of 2019, where we are today. So talk to me, Gunhee, about the move and extent of the hemp boom Arizona can look forward to, and how your team at Populum is looking to take advantage of that.
Yeah, so that was obviously very exciting news for us, being headquartered in Tempe, Arizona. For when we first started and for the till today, we've had to work with farms and other suppliers in neighboring states, such as Colorado, obviously much more progressive when it comes to both hemp and marijuana side of things. So Arizona went last year, passed their Hemp Farming Act to become the 39th state in the country to authorize and pilot a hemp program. And they took about a year to finalize everything. And this year, in 2019, is when hemp farming will first get started. So there's a lot of uncertainty still to be seen how it plays out, because the first season really hasn't fully gone through yet. But we're really excited for Arizona to be part of the hemp program, just because if you think about how much hemp has grown in states such as Colorado, California, and the Pacific Northwest, and not to mention the East Coast states such as Kentucky and Tennessee, I think hemp or Arizona is primed to really take advantage of this. I think the customer awareness is already there because of the how long medical marijuana has been legal in Arizona. And what we've seen as a brand is that there's a lot of people out there that want and recognize the benefits of cannabis, but they actually don't want the psychoactive side. So they're actually very curious and look for hemp-derived supplement products because they don't like the THC aspect. So we're excited to see how the state itself will grow as this pilot program gets put into motion this year.
Let's talk about now the actual farm bill in regards to Arizona. Here's some of the things we already know so far. The Arizona Department of Agriculture will still retain primary oversight of a licensing and compliance program. Growers, harvesters, transporters, and processors are still required to be licensed by the department. It will allow for the commercialization of industrial hemp, allows for the interstate shipment of industrial hemp under the provisions of a licensing program. Crops are eligible for USDA FSA crop insurance and future USDA grant opportunities. So, does it mean this is full speed ahead with production? Are there any things that you see that's going to be done for Arizona that you might take advantage of? What is your thoughts on where we are with the bill and the implementation for Arizona?
Yeah, for us personally as a brand, we haven't fully considered migration over to Arizona just because, as I mentioned earlier, the farming aspect still has to fully happen, and we need to see how the cultivation and the total acreage comes out to be. But the latest numbers that I've seen was that about 200 applicants are going through the process of becoming growers and processors. And of those, I believe about 30 to 40 have the application has been complete, and they're ready to execute. So they're definitely still at that ramp up stage. But when it comes to the areas that you mentioned and how Arizona's law will play out, I think they've done a good job of, fully thinking about all aspects of the hemp supply chain, from growing to processing to transportation. The only thing will be that they're, several years behind some of the other states that have legalized, and those states are essentially neighboring states, so they have a pretty unfair advantage in regards to that. But at the same time, because of the infrastructure that's been built in Arizona with the medical marijuana side, I do know that a lot of them are interested, not necessarily switching over to hemp, but adding hemp to their infrastructure. So a lot of medical marijuana growers I know are interested. So we'll see how it plays out. But in terms of how they've set up the bill and how the Department of Agriculture of Arizona have implemented or are implementing the program, I do believe it is very promising. So excited to see how the rest of 2019 plays out. And 2020, I think, is when we'll really see the results come in of the results of how many farmers have adopted it and the results they've had from farming hemp.
Have you had a chance to do anything or work with anybody so far that has talked about the issues where the FDA has been so slow to implement and they're still trying to take in information as if, well, the bill's been passed, but, oh, we still have a whole lot more work we need to do to really allow, you know, full implementation, which would only be much more advantage for you, say, since you already started in Colorado, you have now expanded operations to Arizona. This, would this be hindering future expansion for you right now?
In terms of the FDA, so when it comes to farming, it actually is more relevant the actions that USDA will put into motion. And I know at this time, they over the past several months, they've had hearings to learn more about how the hemp farming has been and what kind of guidelines and regulations should be put into place. And so a lot of speakers and industry leaders from the hemp industry have taken part in those hearings. So when it comes to the FDA, that's more of the restrictions that'll be put into the place of on the brands and the final products, what kind of regulations they'll have there. From the FDA side, it's been really slow moving, to be honest, from what everything we've heard so far. And to be fair, I think one of the reasons is because FDA really didn't start getting into this until the 2018 Farm Bill passed. So they're really playing catch up. The industry has already kind of exploded in its own niche. In 2018, I think the final numbers came that it's did about CBD sales was close to about $800 million in revenue and annual revenue. So when you think about that, I think FDA is trying to really just get a grasp of how to even put restrictions behind this. An analogy I've heard actually to compare is with the vaping industry, it took FDA almost 10 plus years to come up with formal guidelines. And even then, I think there's a lot of gray areas in the vaping side. So there's been some rumors and, you know, predictions that when it comes to the FDA, it's going to take multiple years before things get finalized.
So one other question before we go and go to break, I'm just curious and very interesting, is the fact that you're a graduate of Arizona State University, but yet the business started in Colorado. And I guess with your ties to the community here, how important was it for you to bring Populum to Arizona?
Yeah. And just to clarify, I actually started the business in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
But the building out the supply chain and finding our suppliers had to be in Colorado.
Okay.
So we still have a fulfillment center and operations out of Arizona, just when it comes to our sourcing and extraction facilities and things like that. Those are done in Colorado. So in that regard, this new development with how things will play out in Arizona, we have a very keen interest because when you think about our supply chain, obviously much more ideal if we can find more local partners in that regard.
Absolutely.
And for us, being in Arizona is very important because of the fact that I have a fond interest there, went to college there. And as a business, we actually have had more advantages of being in Arizona. I mean, theoretically, when you think about it, Colorado has been inundated with competition when it starting from the marijuana side, but now the hemp side of, because there are so many businesses that are, you know, based off hemp and marijuana. It's been to our advantage to be in a state where it hasn't flooded as much and we're able to stand out more and be able to tell our story better of what Populum has to offer.
Let's go back out to another break. We're here with Gunny Park, the CEO and founder of Populum CBD, P-O-P-U-L-U-M CBD. We'll go ahead and continue with more questions here with Gunny as we wrap things up here on Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana! Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
The cannabis industry is growing almost as fast as the cannabis and hemp being planted and harvested. Where, when, and how fast will the cannabis and hemp industries continue to climb? Who will be the people leading the charge into that promised land of profit? Let's pursue those answers and more with the Plant Profits.
Welcome to another episode of Plant Profits. I am Bert Miller, your host. As you guys know, the purpose of this show is to introduce you to some of the most forward-thinking executives and companies in the cannabis industry.
Plant Profits, only on CannabisRadio.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We've been talking about CBD and hemp in terms of the state of Arizona here with Gunny Park, the CEO and founder of Populum CBD. We mentioned earlier in the top of the show about the issues with CBD and where it's being sold and how it's being sold. Well, recently I referenced a Consumer Reports article that stated that, quote, as CBD has become federally legal and finds its way into the mainstream, a 2019 survey from Consumer Reports found that 26% of Americans have tried CBD in the past 2 years, and two national retailers, drugstores, CVS and Walgreens, say they plan to sell CBD in a handful of states, having products free of contaminants and containing what is claimed as critical. Do you feel there's any cause for concern as to who sells products? Say if your product gets sold in those stores, if you want it to be sold in those stores, when it's not a licensed dispensary?
For us as a brand, we don't have concerns in that regard. I think more importantly, it's from the customer's perspective, it'll be more important for them to be conscious of where they're buying their products. For instance, as we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, when you think about buying a supplement that, you know, is geared towards benefiting your body, buying something at a gas station or, you know, a local hole in the wall store might not be the best place, right? So being conscious of what store you're buying from as a consumer, I think, is important, and also being educated of what to look out for. So doing the research of, hey, what is a quality brand? What should I look out for? Like, are they providing lab results? Are they doing third independent lab testing? And as a brand, is this a brand that's going to be around in the next 6 months to a year? Are they transparent with what they're doing? So that's on the consumer side. But I personally am not an advocate of CBD only being sold in dispensaries, because for our core mission was that CBD should be a dietary supplement,
right?
That everybody should be taking in the long term.
But now, Gunny, let me ask you this now. As we know with CVS and Walgreens, whenever they have supplements or any kind of medicines, you know, mm-hmm. just like there's prescriptions that are generic or brand, do you see there might be the opportunity that CVS and Walgreens might be putting upon themselves to create generic brands And what they would do is they might partner up with a company that can provide this at a much lower cost and try to go ahead and price down the market. Would you be afraid of that happening?
I think that's the general...
I feel like that's the direction they want to go, is that they see another place to go and sell products, make them generic, bring the prices down 40% or so, and have the same ingredients, they would say, as somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's definitely not just CVS and Walgreens, right? That's the general fear of when the big consumer brands potentially come into this space, whether it's a pharmaceutical company or just a big consumer brand like Unilever or whatnot. What if they just come, develop products, and then they just flood the market with because they have the scale, right? They just flood the market with low-end or low-priced products. But when you think about it compared to other supplements, or let's just compare it with like caffeine and coffee, as much as there are generic brands out there, I still think when it comes to a wellness product for your body, there's always going to be a demand for customers who are looking for higher quality products from specialty brands. So while you can get coffee or wine from stores at, you know, $2-3, there you can also get the same type of coffee beans or alcohol products ranging for hundreds of dollars, right? So to a certain extent, you can already tell that CBD is getting commoditized, and there is that fear. But I still think that when people are thinking about what they want to put in their body, there's always going to be enough people and a market for people who are looking for higher quality products and not the generic brands.
Exactly. All right. Well said. Gunny, I really appreciate you taking time to answer a few questions with us and having you featured on the show. Now, one of the things that are very interesting right now when it comes to Populum is you now recently launched full spectrum hemp CBD capsules, and also so it has 750 milligrams of CBD and two active ingredients. Tell me a little bit about this new product. It's now in soft gel capsules. Tell me about this, and tell me, take a minute to talk to our listeners about what else is available through Populum and where they can find it.
Yeah. No. So when we first started, we offered a very simple line of products, mainly with our tinctures. We found that sublingual absorption, which is taking CBD under your tongue, dropping it under your tongue, has the highest absorption rate and and best efficacy. However, we also are always listening to our customers. And one of the biggest feedback was, hey, if I just don't like placing something under my tongue, or I'm traveling a lot, I just want convenience. And that's where we found that capsules actually work better. It's for the people who are traveling, who are on the road, who have a busy schedule, and they just want to take some capsules and pop it with a glass of water. So capsules were derived from consumer or customer demand. And so now we offer tinctures, and we have three different concentrations for our customers, right, starting from 250 milligram, 500 milligram, and 1,000 milligram. Our most recently released product are capsules, and we have our 750 milligrams, and we're looking to launch a lower end 450 milligram product in the next couple of weeks. And then we also offer a topical. It's called our Cold Therapy Hemp Rub, and it's a lot of customers who want to do more spa treatment of any aches and pains. They love it has a really cooling effect also with the CBD infusion. So a lot of our customers who want to apply it to their knees, their elbows, some type of muscle group. It's been very popular there. And then lastly, we also offer a pet tincture. So a lot of pets have some type of anxiety or arthritis mm-hmm. condition, separation anxiety or storm anxiety. Those dogs or cats have been, we see a lot of customers send in pictures of how much it's helped their pets. So that's a little bit about Populum's lineup. You can find us at populum.com, or you can also find us on social media with the handle @getpopulum. So those are some ways you can find and learn more about us.
So again, POPULUM.com is where to go ahead and go find that. Mission is to make pure, high-quality hemp accessible, affordable, and truthful to everyone. So thank you, Gunny, for being here on the show. Really do appreciate you being with us here on Blunt Business. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So with that said, we're going to go and leave it there. Thank you so much, everyone, for going and listening here to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. It's, of course, where you can find the show each and every week. You can also subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2 at a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.